Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom.
Today we're going to talk about animals.
Yay.
So if you like animals, you'll want to stay tuned. We're going to be talking about a gorilla and a gorilla's death.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Right. Gorilla died at the zoo in Cincinnati. Cincinnati is a city in Ohio. It's famous for the Cincinnati Reds baseball team, who did really horribly this year. I think they were the last in their division or whatever. But in any case here, we're not talking about baseball.
Mm.
We're talking about animals in zoos based on the death of this gorilla in the Cincinnati Zoo. He didn't actually die a natural death. He was killed. He was shot by the zookeepers, which sounds like a terrible thing to do, but we're going to have to find out about the circumstances of this, and then we'll discuss this. And there have also been some other incidents involving animals in zoos. So let's find out all about these incidents of animals in zoos. We're going to read the entire contents of our lesson right now. Many people were shocked by the death of Harambe, a gorilla who lived at the Cincinnati Zoo, in May 2016. Harambe was shot by zookeepers after a 4-year-old boy fell into its enclosure. While video footage showed the gorilla dragging the boy through some water, it didn't appear to have the intention of attacking the child, and some argued it was actually trying to protect him. However, other reports say the gorilla dragged the boy around for a further 10 minutes. In the end, zoo officials had to make a prompt decision, and Harambe was put down in order to ensure the boy's safety. The incident provoked worldwide outrage, with many people asking why tranquilizers were not used. After all, lowland gorillas like Harambe are an endangered species. The zoo defended its actions by saying that the tranquilizers would not have worked quickly enough and might have even made Harambe fly into a rage. Plenty of criticism also fell on the child's mother for failing to look after her son. This is not the first time an incident like this has taken place. A few weeks prior to Harambe's death, two lions in a zoo in Chile were shot after a man entered their enclosure in an apparent suicide attempt. In contrast, in 1986, a gorilla named Jambo in a zoo in Jersey, UK, actually protected a 5-year-old that had fallen into its enclosure. Jambo stroked the boy and kept the other gorillas away until he could be rescued. In the wake of Harambe's death, animal activists have spoken out against the practice of keeping animals in zoos. They also point to the recent scandal surrounding the mistreatment of animals at the Buenos Aires Zoo and say it is time for all zoos to be shut down.
So we're going to be talking about a sad gorilla's death that raised some zoo questions. If you raise some questions, it means you bring them up so that people can talk about them and discuss them. I saw the video of Harambe actually picking up this little boy and dragging him through the water. It was a little scary.
Hmm.
But there was a little bit of the video, too, that showed that Harambe seemed to be protecting him. I agreed with one of the zookeepers who said Harambe just doesn't understand how strong he is.
Mm.
And that he can easily, you know, crush a little boy if he's not careful. But if it's between a gorilla and a little boy, I say, you know, take the gorilla out.
Yeah, the gorilla didn't know its own strength, according to that argument here.
Yeah.
But, of course, the gorilla died, and people saw that. It was in the news. You saw the video. I kind of missed that one.
Yeah.
I guess I was listening to the radio at the time. But in any case here, it's going to raise some questions here. Yeah, what are we doing? Why do we kill these gorillas? Why do we have gorillas in zoos in the
cages,
first place?
Yeah,
this is all weird. Well, many people were shocked by the death of Harambe, a gorilla who lived at the Cincinnati Zoo in May 2016. Okay, so this is when he was killed in May 2016, earlier this year. And lots of people were shocked by this, I guess because of the video And again, this was at the Cincinnati Zoo. But also note here, the gorilla lived there. This is past tense, which means the gorilla is now dead.
Right. Sadly enough, he was shot by zookeepers after a little four-year-old boy fell into the enclosure. The enclosure just means an area that has some sort of fence around it. Unfortunately, the fence wasn't high enough, and this little guy got over the fence. People were blaming the mom for a while, but maybe the fence wasn't high enough, I think. Sometimes it's hard to watch those little kids because they dash around. I've been to the zoo with little kids here in Taiwan, and you're looking at an animal, and you suddenly look around, and they're gone. They're so quick. So, unfortunately, he did fall into where the gorillas were being held. So, you know, no one could grab him quick enough, unfortunately.
Yeah, when you consider how many mothers and fathers there are out there with kids, at some point they are going to get away. It's kind of up to the rest of us to keep an eye out for kids, make sure they don't get in trouble, even if they aren't our own kids.
Yeah, watch them.
I'm trying to wonder, maybe somebody there actually saw the kid and they thought, well, that's not my kid. I'm not doing anything. But, yeah, maybe somebody should have stopped the kid there or whatever. But, you know, this debate can go back and forth.
Yeah.
And it's going to continue probably for some time. But again, the boy fell into its enclosure, the place where the animal was kept. And while video footage showed the gorilla dragging the boy through some water, it didn't appear to have the intention of attacking the child. And some people argued it was actually trying to protect him. So I guess you can watch the video yourself. Just put Cincinnati Gorilla Zoo at YouTube or something, and the video is sure to be there.
Yeah.
And yes, it looks like the gorilla is dragging the boy through some water. To drag something just means to pull something behind you, and it is touching the ground. And if you have intention, that means you want to do something, okay?
Yeah, so it didn't really look like he was going to attack the child, but at one point in the video footage, I think he grabs a hold of the little guy's arm. I can't remember. But he pulls him so fast through the water, it scared me. And
okay.
I thought, oh, wow, is he going to pull his arm out? Those gorillas are really strong, much stronger than people. And so, you know, it was a scary moment. However, it says, some people thought, oh, no, he's not going to hurt the little guy. He just wants to protect him. The problem is that if you wait to see what's going to happen, it might be too late because all he had to do was just use his hand or his foot and just hit the little boy and the boy would be dead. So some reports say the gorilla dragged the boy around for a further 10 minutes. The video is not that long, and we don't see the whole episode. In fact, you don't see when they shoot the gorilla, but you can see when he initially drags that little boy. It's scary. So these are other reports. So there are different reports. Not everybody could see everything that was going on, and the video doesn't show everything.
So I suppose a bunch of people had iPhones there, but they still couldn't film everything. But
right. At
least we got something here. So people are arguing back and forth.
Right.
And the reports say that he was dragged around for a further 10 minutes. Again, these are reports from different people, so I guess not everybody got to see the whole thing, but in the end, or finally, zoo officials had to make a prompt decision. Yes, this is a small boy in the enclosure with a gorilla. The kid could get killed at any second,
right.
So we need to make a quick prompt decision. Prompt just means quick, and of course, you need to be prompt, of course, if you're working for a certain company. You need to be punctual, you could also say. You need to get to work on time, but here, prompt just means something that needs to be decided really quickly.
Yeah, you can't wait around. So they put Harambe down in order to ensure the boy's safety. Sometimes when we have to kill animals, it's a kinder way to talk about killing an animal. We say we put them down. Sometimes if you have a pet dog or cat and it gets quite old and maybe it gets sick, our dog Maverick had cancer when he died, and you don't want to see them suffer it's really hard on the animals because we can't talk to them and we can't give them the same kind of medicines that we have. So you have to take them to the vet sometimes and you have to have them put down, which means the vet will give him a shot and he just goes to sleep and dies that way. That's what they did. I think they had to shoot Harambe, though. I think they had to shoot him.
Yeah, I think what they should have done is somebody should have gone into the pen waving a flashlight, you know?
Oh.
Just like they did in Jurassic Park, you know, when he, you know, waved the flashlight to get the dinosaur away from the kids or something. I don't know. Hey, get over here or something. But of course, that movie was a long time ago. But what's done is done. You know, anybody can nitpick now after the fact. That's what was done, and we're going to have to live with their decision. I guess they probably knew the consequences, so we can't be too hard on them. What if the gorilla actually killed the boy? Then they would have been criticizing the officials for not shooting the gorilla.
Right.
So it's kind of a, you know, kind of being stuck between a rock and a hard place there. So they made the decision, and that's that. I guess we're happy the boy is still alive.
Yeah. Sometimes we'll say you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. People are going to criticize you regardless of which decision you make. So I personally was happy that the boy was able to live, but it's really sad they had to kill the gorilla, Harambe, because he was a well-loved gorilla in the zoo. Right now, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back to talk more about this incident.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们看的是第十五单元。今天的主题是要看动物园到底应不应该存在。好，我们先看到这边为什么会有这个议题呢？2016年5月，有一只大猩猩叫 Harambe， 它发生的事情，原来是因为有一个四岁的小男孩，然后呢，掉到他的围栏里，结果后来 Harambe 就被动物管理员给射杀了。他提到说，在录影的画面里头呢，大猩猩有把那个男孩子拖过水面。好，这里我们先看 while 这个字。 while 我们知道它放句首，它本来当连接词就有可能是代表当什么时候，但是在这边的 while 它的意思比较像虽然，虽然是这样，虽然录影画面里头是这样。好，那意思就是有一个后半句表示，不过他好像没有意思是要攻击这个小男孩，他最后还是被射杀了。那我们来看这边提到的最后为什么在这个情景里头动物园要把他给杀掉，主要是因为他们为了保护这个小男孩的安全。这一边前后文里面要做适当的承接，一定会需要适当的转折词。好，我们注意到 however 就是一个很好的例子。在这篇文章当我们往下读的时候，就会发现他善用了很多适合的转折词，让你整个前后连接上非常的有连贯性。 However 是第一个例子，因为呢前后两个说法是不一样的。再来，另外还要注意一个片语，就是当你说到把 Harambe 给射杀的时候，用到了 put down， Harambe was put down， 这就表示他被射杀。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're back, guys. We're talking about Harambe, the gorilla, in the Cincinnati Zoo. Cincinnati, again, is located in kind of the middle of America. It's a state called Ohio. It's where my niece lives, and it looks pretty beautiful from the pictures that she sent. I've never been there myself. You've been to Ohio.
Yeah, I've been through there. A lot, you know, you have to pass through Ohio if you're heading out to the East Coast, especially if you're coming from the direction of Chicago. But I think my brother lived in Cleveland for a while, and we stopped in Cincinnati once to see a Reds game.
Fun.
And, of course, if you're on, what is it, I-70 or something, you're going to pass through Columbus. Or is it I-80? I think it's 80, Interstate 80. But in any case here, This is in Cincinnati here. It happened in 2016, and again, he was shot. And what's done is done. Mm. No use crying over spilt milk. Well, the incident provoked worldwide outrage, with many people asking why tranquilizers were not used.
Yeah.
This is an incident. That's when something happens. In history, there are all sorts of incidents. The Marco Polo Bridge incident that began the war in China or something like that, or the, what is it, the Mayflower incident, or what was that one down in Kaohsiung or something? There was an incident down there that sort of brought about a democracy in Taiwan or something. And this incident here provoked outrage. Provoke, that just basically means that people were pushed to do something and then they reacted. They were stimulated and then they had some kind of reaction. Usually somebody might provoke you by calling you names and then you hit them back.
Ooh.
So they're provoking you. So I guess you could blame the people who were calling you names and not you because you punched them or something like that.
Right. You would never have hit them if they hadn't called you a name. An incident I wanted to say is typically used to discuss an event or an occurrence that's bad. It's not good. Mm. So, we had a little incident on the road, which might mean you hit a car. So it's typically negative. So this incident provoked outrage. Outrage is when people are furious. They're so angry about something. Outrage, of course, is a noun. And if something's kind of, you can't believe that it's happening and you're a little bit upset about it, it's outrageous. It's outrageous. Those are similar words, outrage, outrageous. And many people were asking a really good question. Hey, why did they have to kill him with a bullet in a gun? Why couldn't they just put tranquilizers in that gun and just shoot him with a tranquilizer? A tranquilizer is a type of drug that makes you sleepy and slows you down. And they often use tranquilizers on animals if they're getting out of control. They don't want to kill them, but they'll use a tranquilizer. But we never really know how quickly the tranquilizer will take effect because it has to get into your blood, right? Mm. And they had good reasons why they didn't use a tranquilizer.
And this particular gorilla is a lowland gorilla. I guess it lives on the plains, basically, and not
right.
in the mountains. And lowland gorillas like Harambe are an endangered species, okay, which means there aren't many of them left. They are faced with possible extinction. Mm. So they say, hey, there aren't a lot of those kinds of gorillas left, and now there's one less because you guys killed it. You should have used tranquilizers.
Right.
But the zoo defended its actions by saying that, well, the tranquilizers would not have worked quickly enough. And as you said, yes, they do take some time to take effect, and they might even have made Harambe fly into a rage.
Mm-hmm.
Here the phrase to fly into a rage just means you get really, really angry. Rage here is just a state of extreme anger.
Yeah. Well, plenty of criticism also fell on the child's mother for failing to look after her son. I felt really bad for the poor mom. People were saying, why wasn't she watching her little boy? It's her fault. I think all of us have at one time gotten away from our parents. I remember when I was about 6, I got lost in a store. I didn't know where my mom was. It happens, you know.
It can be quite traumatic, too, right?
It's scary.
Mom, where are you?
I know. But little kids that age especially are always running around, dashing around, and adults are a little slower, I must say. So I didn't think it was fair to criticize the mom. If you criticize someone, you tell them what they're doing wrong. Mm. Yeah, so there was a lot of that going on.
Yeah, they should have made sure a kid couldn't fall in there. But in any case here, this is not the first time an incident like this has taken place. Other incidents like this have happened elsewhere.
Yeah.
A few weeks prior to or before Harambe's death, two lions in a zoo in Chile were shot after a man entered their enclosure in an apparent suicide attempt. Suicide is when you try to kill yourself. We usually say to commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
The writer San Mao, for example, committed suicide in a hospital room in Tianmu, I think it was, a long time ago. But in any case here, yes, indeed, two lions in the zoo had to be shot because a man entered the enclosure because he was trying to commit suicide.
Right. What a crazy way to commit suicide. Mm. I think that's a bad idea. Okay. In contrast, which means we're going to show you something that's really strikingly different or very different from what we've just talked about. In 1986, a gorilla named Jumbo in a zoo in Jersey in England, that's the United Kingdom, actually protected a 5-year-old that had fallen into its enclosure. If you watch the video of Harambe, there is a moment where you can see him kind of protecting the little boy, too. So I think it depends on if they're, you know, upset or maybe if they're mommy gorillas, I don't know. But gorillas aren't always going to harm people, but you never know. That's the problem.
Yeah, in contrast, so I guess this story had a happy ending.
Completely
here.
Different, yeah.
Yeah, Jumbo strokes the boy and kept the other gorillas away. Of course, the gorilla was trying to protect the boy, and then the boy was rescued.
Mm.
The gorilla did not have to be shot.
No.
So that's in contrast. That means it was the opposite result of the first incident there in Cincinnati. Or I guess this one was probably the first incident, and then Cincinnati was later.
Yeah, definitely.
This happened in Jersey, I believe. That's an island that is actually close to France. It's a part of the UK, and I think that's probably where New Jersey comes from in the USA.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
Jersey, you know, in the UK, and then New Jersey in the US. But in any case here, yes, that's another incident involving a gorilla. We got to continue to be nice to those gorillas. They are, after all, are related primates.
Now, if you stroke somebody, usually we stroke our cats or our dogs. You take your hand and you run it over the animal again and again. Someone strokes your face or your hair. They just take their hand and move it down. It's kind of a comforting feeling if someone strokes you. So Jumbo was stroking the boy, and he also kept the other gorillas away until the little guy could be rescued. Now, in the wake of Harambe's death, or as a result, or these are the consequences that have happened after Harambe's death, animal activists, people who are out there in the public trying to work for animal rights, they spoke out against the practice of keeping animals in the zoo. They said, it's not right. We shouldn't have animals in zoos. None of this should happen in the first place. They should be let alone so they can be in the wild.
Yeah, they should be left in the wild so they can be killed there by poachers. But they also point to the recent scandal surrounding the mistreatment of animals at the Buenos Aires Zoo. This was a scandal, of course. A scandal is when officials or government officials are doing something they're not supposed to be doing, like taking money or going out with their secretary or something like that. This was a scandal about how animals were mistreated. Mistreat means you don't treat something well. Mistreatment is the noun. This happened in Argentina at the Buenos Aires Zoo. I guess some animals were mistreated there. We don't have any specifics here, but these activists say it is time for all zoos to be shut down. The time has arrived to get rid of the concept of zoos. Maybe endangered animals can be kept in sanctuaries or places like that. Who knows?
Perhaps. Right now, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
我们继续来看这个整个事件，其实造成了很多后面的波澜。当时怎么不要用镇定剂呢？我们先看这句话里面有一个 with many people asking why。这个 with 我们晓得它是一个介系词，但是它有一个很特别的功能，就是这个介系词后面加受词，然后受词后面加补语，它代表伴随着一个什么样的情况。这里就是表示当时很多人都感到愤怒，而且是伴随着很多人也都在问为什么。注意到受词后面的受词补语，它往往呢就是一个分词的形式。好，再来下面他就继续说，动物园他有解释，他告诉大家镇定剂哦，其实可能没有办法及时发挥它的效用。这个句子也很特别，我们要注意到从 would 开始，他谈到 the tranquilizers would not have worked quickly enough。 好，这个为什么要特别注意，因为我们晓得 would could, might, 这些字哦，语气助动词，它常常会放在所谓的假设语气来用。像这边它后面加一个 have worked。哦，你知道他用了一个完成式在后面，讲的就是跟过去的事情有关。以这句话来说，可能没办法及时发挥，假如有用的话，那可能也是没办法发挥。所以说这个就有点像假设语气的说法，只是他前面没有那个 F 的条件句，即使他用了，他可能也没办法。当然实际的状况是他根本没有用镇定剂。好，后面也一样，他说到 might have even made Harambe fly into a rage， 这也是的。你看到 might 后面用 have even made， 这是一个完成式，讲的是跟过去事实相反。也就是说，假如有用镇定剂的话，也有可能是会让那个 Harambe 给暴怒起来了。当然这个事情是没有发生的，实际上没有用镇定剂，所以这些状况都是假定的。继续往下我们再看，提到这一次的事件，其实有类似事件在之前就发生过。他后面就提到了从 in contrast 开始，在1986年，好，当时呢也是有一个大猩猩，那他呢是保护那个掉到围栏里的一个5岁的一个小男孩，而且呢当时这个大猩猩他还想要抚摸这个孩子，然后避免其他大猩猩靠近他，所以这真的是一个完全不一样的状况。 In contrast， 这也是一个所谓的转折副词，我们在前后这两件事情相对之下，就可以知道为什么这么多人在抗议，这么多人在说为什么 Harambe 要被射杀呢。最后这一段就是要做一个结论哦，他提到了其实这个事情之后呢，很多的动保人士他都抗议说，我们其实根本不应该把动物养在动物园里。好，所以最后他就说 It's time for all zoos to be shut down. It's time for 这个地方中文就是说该做什么的时候了，事实上我们该想一想，应该要把所谓的动物园给关闭，这时候应该做这件事情的思考。好，我们今天就到这边结束，我们下次见。
That's it for today. Thank you for joining us, but we're going to continue talking about zoos and animals and gorillas in our next program, so please join us then. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.